This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
True. So the hikoi in Wellington, well, the whole country, but in Wellington, man, I think we, because we took the kids and we wanted them to be, sort of be a part of it, but we were like, oh, like you were saying out there earlier, you know, like a half an hour walk turned into 2 hours. So we just had our kids, like if they got tired, we stopped. If they got hungry, we stopped. But we had probably about 2 or 3 stops, 15, 20 minute stops, but the crowd just kept sort of passing us by. I mean, that was a massive crowd, eh? Unreal. So I just wanted to, everyone listening, I wanted to read out this bill that ACT has put up, and this is straight from their website, so pretty much word for word. So Principle 1, Civil Government. The Government of New Zealand has full power to govern, and Parliament has full power to make laws. They do so in the best interests of everyone, in accordance with the rule of the law and the maintenance of a free and democratic society. Principle 2, Rights of Hapu and Iwi Māori. The Crown recognises and will respect and protect the rights that Hapu and Iwi Māori had under the Treaty of Waitangi at the time they signed it. If those rights differ from the rights of everyone, it will only be when agreed in the settlement of a historical treaty claim under the Treaty of Waitangi Act 1975. Principle 3, right to equality. Everyone is equal before the law and is entitled to the equal protection and equal benefit of the law without discrimination. Everyone is entitled to the equal enjoyment of the same fundamental human rights without discrimination. So, you know, so it's simple wording, which is a change for government bills. You know, to the average person who sort of doesn't get into politics or and that sort of thing, like me, you know, at face value, looks pretty straightforward. But as you hear those and have, you know more than likely read, and I'd like to hear your whakaaro on this principle.
Yeah,
Bill, please. Matsua.
Thank you, Ehua. Just taking them in order, the government has the right to govern. As you say, sort of reading it seems okay, but there is a couple of really important things to remember there. The government's right to government, the government's right to make laws is balanced in our constitutional arrangements. They talk about, you know, lawyers talk about checks and balances. So Parliament cannot ride roughshod over the court's decisions, cannot ride roughshod over the Waitangi Tribunal, which is a standing commission of inquiry. That's part of our constitutional arrangements as it stands at the moment. This bill, with its innocuous wording, actually gives Parliament, it elevates the role of Parliament in our constitutional arrangements and diminishes the role of the justice system and the other checks and balances that we have in place, which include, by its very nature, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, which I think everyone should be concerned about. You know, our constitution has built up over hundreds of years with these checks and balances to protect the interests of citizens, so the government of the day cannot make arbitrary decisions willy-nilly. And that's actually at the heart of the Mecca contention. The government's changing the rules to suit itself because it's got the majority to do so in Parliament. Our constitutional checks and balances are really important for everyone. So that's the first principle that the ACT Party has proposed. The second principle that they propose is maintaining tino rangatiratanga as it stood in 1840. Now, in the last 184 years, a lot of things have changed. We've spoken about what's changed here in the Wairarapa. We've seen just the change in our world. freezing Māori rights and interests, freezing tino rangatiratanga in 1840, at the same time as the ACT Party is seeking to enhance the kāwanatanga, is really unbalancing the relationship between kāwanatanga and tino rangatiratanga, which is at the heart of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So it's giving undue influence, overriding power to kāwanatanga. It's freezing tino rangatiratanga. And in so doing, probably starting to unpick lots and lots of treaty settlement. So the Rangitāne Tūmaira treaty settlement talks about the government wanting to restore its honour and promising to be a good partner going forward and promising to uphold the principles of Te Tiriti o Waitangi as identified by the Waitangi Tribunal over the last 50 years. That's a critical part of our treaty settlement. This bill would wipe that out. It would unpick our treaty settlement, which is supposed to be full and final. It would diminish the rights that we located in our treaty settlement. Coming to the third principle, that everyone is equal before the law, absolutely agree with that. That's well established through our constitutional arrangements. And I don't think another piece of legislation is required to make that point. The irony is that the law says everyone is equal before the law, but the practice is that Māori are worse off in terms of education outcomes, worse off in terms of health outcomes, worse off in terms of justice outcomes. And I just am moved by the irony that yes, everyone should be equal before the law, but hang on, here's a group of citizens who have been having unequal treatment and unequal outcomes for a very long time. This bill isn't going to help with any of that.
Oh, kia ora. And another one from the website. So I actually forgot that. So I was just having a bit of a look around the website. You forget who the leaders were, sort of the past leaders have been of ACT Party, and it's like, oh, that's right. These guys have always sort of poked their noses in on these types of issues, haven't they? And that was just one thing I had to have a laugh at. But one of the other things on there from the Q&A section of that website was, so it says, do New Zealanders have equal rights? And the answer is, again, straight from the website, not always. Creative interpretations of the principles of the treaty have been used to justify offering different accesses to taxpayer-funded services, guaranteed positions on government boards, and even a separate healthcare authority, all based on people's ancestry. Whakaaro?
Yeah. A couple of points. So the Waitangi Tribunal was established in 1975. It has the exclusive authority to determine the principles of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So these principles that the ACT Party talk about weren't just made up willy-nilly. They weren't just plucked from the air.
They were built by
the Waitangi Tribunal, the body with expertise.
Yep.
And its legislation says the exclusive authority to determine what these things mean. So that's the first point I make. Sorry.
No, Kate's point. I just want to just be clear. So the Waitangi Tribunal, they are not the government. This is an independent body of the Waitangi Tribunal is an independent body. Kia ora. Yes. That was all I wanted to say.
And then to the second part of the Act, corridor,
but is that one about guaranteed positions because of ancestry, all based on that? Separate healthcare authority, that sort of stuff. So, you know, that sort of brings to mind the Māori wards, which was, I think Carterton went against it.
Yes.
Kaipara, and I'm not too sure if anyone else did or who else did. To me, sort of speaks to that, that, you know, sort of, they don't want that sort of stuff happening again, but
I think there's two dimensions to this, eh? The first is, as we talked about, that all citizens are equal, but Māori have experienced ongoing worse outcomes in education, health, justice. In response to that, doing the same thing won't get a different result. So that's why a number of these initiatives that are being complained of have been established. There's a decided need, that there's a recognised need to do things differently. We've seen from the since the 1980s that by Māori for Māori gets better results. So, you know, actually, a number of those initiatives are needs driven. In terms of the kōrero about Māori wards, so the Māori population of Masterton is 25%.
Yeah.
So one in every four people in Masterton is Māori. But I was having this kōrero with the district council a couple of weeks ago. Over the course of the 20th century, you know, for 100 years, there were only five, maybe four Māori on the Masterton District Council. So that size of the population, that length of time, just not being represented, just not being visible. So in the spirit of the American revolutionaries who wanted no taxation without representation, surely Māori ratepayers have a right to be represented on local government. And if that hasn't been happening, doing the same thing won't get a different result. So Māori wards are about finding a different way for Māori to be represented at council tables. No taxation without representation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nā koia. And I was sort of thinking about that because I've seen a thing. So the King's Council, the I suppose top echelon of lawyers in our country,
yes,
selected by the King and the monarch to do their mahi. Have you seen that? They've put out a letter telling government to sort of stop.
Yeah,
stop what they're doing. What can the Crown do? Because if I understand it right. Correct me if I'm wrong, the Te Tiriti was between the monarchy of the time,
yes,
and Ngā Rangatira me Ngā Hapū or New Tirini. So if that agreement is between the two parties, what can the Crown do if government sort of carry on this track?
Yeah, and this is where it gets sort of a little bit detailed and technical, and this is what, you know, the ACT Party are telling us, that the Treaty of Waitangi itself won't change. They're only changing the principles, which again sounds innocuous. But what the King's Council is saying, what the Waitangi Tribunal is saying, what the licensed interpreters and translators are saying is, dear ACT, what you're proposing to change the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi will actually flow into the meaning and the effect of the treaty itself. So the treaty is the treaty, but meddling with the principles actually has that backwash effect that will impact on the meaning and the effect of the treaty. But you're right, that the King of New Zealand, King Charles, is the only party who can actually change the Treaty of Waitangi on that side of the equation, not the Māori side, of course.
Oh, kia ora, ka pai. Because, you know, like, it was sort of, so the group of us, that our sort of little group that did the hikoi together, it was just my whānau, basically, and we sort of thought, oh, you know, it's about the hikoi, we're just going to get to Parliament, you know, and it's a cool thing to, a good thing to be a part of. And, you know, along the way we were teaching the kids, because we started here in Masterton, it was a two-day thing for us. We stayed at Papawai and we're sort of giving them as much as we knew to sort of simplify it for them on why we were doing it. And because we knew when we got to Parliament, they're just going to be saying the same old stuff that everyone say that they've been saying. So But one of my kids asked, well, okay, we're finished here. What do we do next? So, you know, that's a big question. With all this, it has, this Treaty Principles Bill has shed a light on Te Tiriti again, which I'm quite thankful for, actually.
It's a really good conversation to be having.
Yeah, absolutely. Really good conversation. Probably more conversations need to be had with the two parties at the table instead of this middle guy, the government. So, you know, one of the things that came up was, we have like record numbers of year 13s in Wairarapa graduating this year, probably already graduated, ready to have a holiday. There's those guys who need to know at least some bit about politics, because unless you're into it, it's not a subject, as we know, that's freely given in our, especially public schools. So getting them registered, knowing a little bit about how Te Tiriti works first. What else would you sort of think would be like a good step forward after this, with all this in mind, with our Te Tiriti?
Yeah. So two things stand out for me. I absolutely support your suggestion for more civics education for New Zealanders. It's important to understand the Te Tiriti o Waitangi, its place in our society. It's important to understand the Bill of Rights Act 1989. It's important to understand the Bill of Rights Act 1688, which still holds force in New Zealand as well. So really, you know, stimulating a really good civics conversation is important for us. So I think that's the first thing. The second thing for Rangitāne Tūmaira is we've got a piece of work. So we met a couple of weeks ago with the combined Wairarapa councils for the first time, and they invited us to meet with them on a quarterly basis, us and Kahungunu. And that was brilliant. We are looking to strengthen our relationships with the local government, with central government, and just sort of set how we engage and how we build our community going forward.
Oh, ka pai. Oh, ka pai, te mine. Thank you very much, Stephen. We really appreciate you coming in today, and all the mahi that you've done for us. We should do it again and carry on this kōrero next time you can come in, Matua. But ko rangatira mātou o kahurangi. Ngā hunga whakarongo ki tēnei, i a koe e te rangatira, no reira mihi nui ki a koe, me o mahi kātika. That's us, folks. Thank you very much.